The king descended the throne once more to greet them. A great honor. He fastened about the throat of each a chain of roses wrought in soft yellow gold, from which hung a golden disc with the lion of Lannister picked out in rubies. The roses support the lion, as the might of Highgarden supports the realm, proclaimed Joffrey.
Welcome to the White Book Podcast, the original A Game of Thrones LCG podcast. Originally founded in 2010 as Two Champs and a Chump, we decided to rebrand when the game relaunched with the second edition. A huge thank you goes out to Fantasy Flight Games and George R. R. Martin for this game and world we love, and of course to my co-hosts and you, the listeners. Please, if you enjoy the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your platform of choice, comment on our Facebook threads, or even better, support us on Patreon. We love turning that kind of support back into the community. This is Season 10 of the White Book Podcast.
Okay, so I'm leading with a Joffrey quote. Maybe not always the best start for an episode, but I think we also can use that as a baseline for how things are going during the wild, wild world of 2020. The White Book's plans, in a lot of ways, have skewed a little sideways compared to normal, though we did kick out a few props and slops episodes, thankfully. So we can have more of that to look forward to, and we have been kicking around some plans for some Thrones content that we think might be kind of fun, but unfortunately there just wasn't time to get that together properly for this week. So hopefully we are going to get to that soon. Now, on the other hand, of course, I did actually promise you guys some Thrones content this week for sure. So let's take a look at things and we will see what kind of Thrones content is available right now, especially when it is just myself, Will, all alone this week. It's been quite a while since we've had an episode with just myself, hasn't it? It feels a little strange, a little unusual to be doing this all on my lonesome, but we'll see if we can fill a little bit of time, and not too much time, as it were. So let's take a look. Ongoing currently in the community, of course, is the World Cup. We're going to be talking about that more, I'm sure, on the show soon, but it's still, you know, relatively early in the run of the tournament to really know how everything is shaking out. I'm excited to see where it goes at the moment, though. According to Jousting Pavilion, let's see, as of the third round here, it looks like we've got US in top, followed by Germany, and then the UK, all with three wins in the first three rounds. So we'll see how it goes. All three teams that I am happy to root for, and Germany, of course, the defending champs this year. And much like I've said before with the real World Cup, as it were, the soccer or football World Cup, I'm always kind of rooting for the U.S. until they drop out, and then, or get knocked out, that is. And then I rapidly switch my support to Germany. So I was glad to see them make the run last year, and I will be happy to keep watching for that this year. Not knocking my compatriots on the U.S. side, just saying, you know, statistically speaking, supporting Germany has worked out really well for me in the World Cup. So it's up to you guys to win my support back. And so far, they're doing well. They are at the top of the heap, according to strength of schedule right now, at 2.78 to Germany's 2.22. That we'll kind of see how the current round shakes out and see if that changes things up. At some point here, I'm sure we'll kind of analyze what some of the different what some of the different countries were doing, with their builds, and see, where things are on that front. But in a more micro sense, so to speak, than a macro, it looks like we also have some individual player stats now available for World Cup 2020, which is exciting to have this breakdown. I'm glad that it's been set up in Justin Pavilion now as two separate tournaments, so that you're able to easily track the overall country standings and for kind of personal you know, props and rep and, you know, bragging rights and the like, you're able to take a look at individual player stats. They just started that earlier this week, it looks like. So that is a really cool addition to see that broken down, with all, 189 players participating in that. So that is super cool. That is a huge tournament, all running online. And I really gotta give folks props for bringing that all together. Anil in particular, actually getting that ball rolling was all him. So I know he has several other folks helping keep it rolling now. But the spark that lit the fire, as it were, was Anil. So looking at the top players at the moment here, kind of at a midpoint as we are, looks like we've got, Lucas from Germany in number one, Kenny from Australia in the second spot, then Mira from the US in third, Martizar, I believe, from the Czech Republic, Nicholas from Germany, Lannister from Catalonia, no player name there, just their house. Warren from Australia, and Pericles, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right, from Greece. So it's interesting to see that top eight. I could keep going further, I'm sure, but I think that shows how different things can be when you kind of combine records for these sort of team events, right? Because out of those top eight, only one was from the number one team, the U.S. Only two from the number two team, Germany, and none from the number three team, the UK, United Kingdom. In fact, if we keep running down the rest of the teams here, we've got Bulgaria in fourth, Israel in fifth, Catalonia in sixth, Austria in seventh, and then Greece in eighth. So it's fascinating to see a couple Australian players, Greece, Catalonia, kind of rounding out the top eight of players here. Individually, even though their particular nations may be a little further down the heap. So not meaning that to disparage anybody. If anything, I think that is some awesome props to Kenny and Warren in particular from Australia. Don't feel bad about your performance there, guys, even though at the time of this recording, Australia is at the bottom of the heap as far as national performance goes on Justin Pavilion. So it's just very interesting to see how that plays out, the matchups and players. So I look forward to watching how the rest of it goes. Now, that said, watching it and being able to keep track of how it goes is really only possible for a few reasons. And that was actually the main thing that I wanted to go ahead and hop on here to talk about this week. There are a variety of websites that are extremely important to the distributed Thrones community, in particular, a Thrones community that really, really thrives on in-person events and after parties and such. If you've listened to this show for any length of time, you've definitely heard us highly praising those type of events. And, you know, we all really, really hate to hear it, but that type of thing is just not possible right now. In fact, earlier today, news came out that Gen Con is officially canceled for 2020. I think surprising no one at this point. We were just kind of waiting for the actual announcement itself to be made. So that is out there. And in the meantime, I mean, we've always been a pretty distributed community coming together online, and that is even more important now than ever to stay in touch and to keep the community interacting and thriving. So I want to really, really prop a few things at the moment. At the absolute top of that list, I would really like to prop the various websites that make holding this community together and making it function the way it does possible. So, you know, first up is going to be the Jousting Pavilion, of course. That is thejoustingpavilion.com, where you're able to track these tournaments, run new tournaments, keep everybody's stats going, keep everyone engaged, even if they're not physically there. They can come look at how things are have been going for the record of the tournament, cheer some friends on, this, that, and the other. And one of the big things I want to bring up with these sites is that it is not without personal outlay that these sites keep running, right? Like, there is a lot of real time investment that goes on by the folks running these websites that keeps them up and running, right? The time they're spent programming, developing, designing, and so on. And without that time investment, these just don't exist for us at all. But on top of that, there's a monetary investment as well, right? The recurring costs of servers, electricity, whatever. I doubt any of these are being run on a personal server in someone's house where they have to have that electricity metered out, but you never know. I'm not privy to everyone else's hosting setups. Regardless, it costs money. It costs money. And on top of people's time, personal time being put into this that could have been spent doing anything else, hanging out with their family, watching a movie, reading a good book, enjoying a cold beer, whatever it is, they're putting that time into creating these things for us. And money as well, money that could have been spent on their family or to buy a cold beer or whatever it is. So I really, really suggest that you hop on and take a look on the Jousting Pavilion website. It's kind of the most lower left button if you're viewing on a desktop or laptop, something with a full widescreen. There is a support us on Patreon button, and I highly suggest that folks go support them a little bit, even if it's just for $1 to keep the websites running. You know, I was not paid for these endorsements. I just want to help make sure we spread the word. And if you have not been doing this or hadn't been thinking about it, I really, really encourage you, especially in today's era, to consider supporting them and making sure that we can mitigate at least some of the hassle of keeping something like this running. So that, of course, is the Jousting Pavilion. Now, there's another website that this online tournament, the World Cup, in fact, most of our community would not function at all without right now, and that is the ironthrone.net, sometimes nicknamed Throne Techie, since it was based on the Jinteki website and code for playing Netrunner Online. Instead, the Iron Throne is how you can play Game of Thrones online right now, and it has really, really come a long way. It's a very, very solid hobby project that does a lot of stuff for us, and programming these cards and making sure crap works in a game as complicated as Thrones is no easy task. So this one probably has the biggest individual time sink into things. So definitely go take a look at the Iron Throne. The support button for them is actually kind of a bar right below the Game of Thrones LCG second edition banner in the center there, where you can support them as well on Patreon. They've got some different levels here. For as low as $5, you can help keep everything running. And you know, if I had to take a guess, again, I'm not privy to anybody's hosting scenario or how much money anybody has to sink into running these sites. I'm just basing this off of personal experience and guesses on what probably flows from there. I would assume then that the Iron Throne / Throne Techie is the most expensive to keep up with and keep going, especially with so many games running right now during the World Cup. It's not the sort of thing you can have lagging and crashing when people are trying to play their tournament games. Now, there is yet another site that I would call integral to the game being in the state it's in right now and being able to maintain this great player base and interaction, and that is ThronesDB.com. Of course, that is the deck builder that so many of us use to quickly throw together decks. Take a look, see, you know, what our breakdown is on, you know, strength and cost and icon spreads and so on and so forth, and really fine tune things. It's made running tournaments so much easier when people can just print deck lists from there or email them in, all sorts of things like that. And it's another one that needs, that at least formerly needed constant updates as new cards came out, as the Conclave gets rolling again, with new releases at some point, ThronesDB will be back in that boat. So I know there's a time sink there as well. So, this is actually one that has already seen one change of hands in who was handling it and running things and eating those server costs and the time commitment. And so I think it behooves us to make that worth his while. So if you scroll way down to the footer down in the bottom left, there's a maintained by Stefan, by Stopsfeld. So, I always want to insert that L, and I know we talked about that before. Maintained by Stopsfelt down there, and you may contribute by giving money on PayPal down at the very bottom. And that links right to his PayPal.me. So it's not a recurring kind of subscription-style charge through Patreon the way the other two are. This is a pay-as-you-go, pay-as-you-felt-led sort of thing. Throw him a buck and see how it goes. So I think that is also very worthwhile to make the game as accessible as possible to as many people as possible. Also on the website front, it is, I think, less integral to the game's survival in some ways as these other sites are, but I would feel remiss if I didn't also point people to agot.cards. Of course, most of you probably already know I run that one, so I don't want to hammer that one too hard. It is largely an aggregator for various community content, the podcasts and videos and things that people have been doing. It also now hopefully has a home for the Conclave to put out articles and updates and information as they go. Not too long ago, we went and kind of audited some things on the site, dropped a bunch of features that were no longer very applicable, had never gotten the level of use that I wanted. Things like the gold system for participating, where you could buy promo cards and tokens and such. Folks never used that as much as I wanted, and it was just eating resources. So we cut things like that. We completely overhauled the commenting and forum system. So now the speed of the site is vastly improved. We're now at a, 84% B on page speed through GT Metrics and a 90% A rating on YSLOW. So, it has improved a lot there. And in particular, the commenting and discussion system has improved a lot. So if you haven't looked in a while, go there, take a look, especially if you go get logged in and or head straight to agot.guard/flarum. That's FLARUM as in man. And that takes you straight into the new forum section. There's an all discussion feed that has every post that's been made, including notifications of when new articles and videos and such go up. And those, any comments there in the forum are cross-linked to the comments on that particular article or video or anything on the front page of the website. So all of that is integrated back and forth. If you make a comment anywhere, you're making it everywhere, basically. And of course, there are various sections for everything else. Really, I know I'll be blatantly honest, I know folks had some issues with speed on the site in the past, but if you head to agot.cards/flarum, I think you will be very pleased with the extremely snappy, modern discussion system there. There have been a handful of people kind of popping in, posting a few things. So I would really love to see that take off a little bit more. Not everybody wants to use Facebook, and I think this is a great alternative to have some discussion on that front. On the theme of what I was saying about the other websites, of course, that takes money. The podcast takes money. You guys know that we've had a Patreon for the White Book podcast for quite some time to cover our hosting and such. So if you do enjoy agot.cards, I don't want to take any credit for all the content we post that everybody else is providing. We do too, of course, the White Book podcast and such. But do, you know, consider that the anything put into the White Book Patreon also goes to covering web hosting for agot.cards and that type of thing. And speaking of, if you do support us on Patreon, I did create a little supporters only sub on the Flarum. If you want to hop in there, we can get you set. Just let me know. And we can have our own little place to, I don't know, do whatever. Doesn't even have to be Thrones related in there. You can talk about drafting Magic if you want. Done quite a bit of that lately. It's a good time. It's a good time. Now, the other thing related to all of these, or at least the end of that is that I do want to take a moment to talk about what to call it, listener engagement, I guess, community engagement. Not only, of course, would I love it if folks use the forums a little bit more. I know there are others of you that don't use Facebook or don't want to use as much Facebook, and I am definitely finding the less I use Facebook, the better my mental state is. But conversely, also, more interaction is good, not just in the state of the world as it is right now, but the state of the game, the community, content creation right now, right? This feels really weird to say, like, listener numbers they've gone down. Sure. What do we expect in a game like this, where the company that produced it is no longer making content for it? But numbers have not gone down as much as I would have expected. But even well before that happened, our listener engagement was way down. Still folks listening to the show, not really folks commenting on the episode posts or otherwise interacting with us in a long time. So I would say, you know, I don't want to guilt people into this. But if you have been listening, if you've been enjoying, if you thought about something while you were listening to the show and you thought, ah, crud, oh man, that card sucks, or oh, I watched that show they talked about and it was really good or something, please do hop on and leave a comment either like on agot.cards or on one of the Facebook posts. I think that if you are still listening to us, that positive feedback loop, that encouragement, right, of responding and letting us really more viscerally know that you're interested in us continuing to do the show, would be much appreciated, and I think would definitely help us power through. So, it feels very, very weird to actually audibly bring that up, but I've been thinking about it for a very, very long time now. So, please do consider, if you enjoy the show, just interacting more. Other than that, I don't think there's a lot to cover in the Thrones world at the moment. We will just see you next time. And with that, I think we will ride off into the danger zone.